ABC Radio Australia.
Nick Fogarty takes a look at how Pacific Beat saw Solomon Islands a year in sport.
After knocking off PNG in the semi-final, the Solomons men's soccer team were full of hope at the kick-off against New Zealand on the 30th of March. The match was in Doha, the final of the Oceania World Cup qualifying tournament, and a victory would send the winner to the intercontinental playoff, within touching distance of the World Cup finals. The Benitos had recently managed a draw against the Kiwis, but on this night it wasn't to be, as New Zealand pulled away in the second half, eventually winning 5-0.
De Vries, De Jong, Andre De Jong, Beckhamet! A five-star performance from New Zealand.
Despite the final disappointment, it was valuable experience for the Solomons, not least the teenage star Rafael Leai.
Rafael, what a one! It's there! Wonderful play, fantastic play, straight through the defence of Tahiti. And there's Rafael, what a one with a goalkeeper. Was it in doubt? Slides it underneath him for the first goal of the evening.
Leai shone at the World Cup qualifiers, and despite trials with Wellington Phoenix and Melbourne Victory, he wasn't able to secure a professional deal in 2022. After the Doha tournament, Pacific Beat spoke to his national coach, Felipe Vega Arango.
The Spanish media asked me about Rafa, and I say that if I am a coach in a Spanish team, I will take him right away. Why? Several reasons. He's young. He's eager to learn. His work ethic is fantastic. He's extremely fast. He runs 40-meter dash in 4.2, 4.3. He's naturally gifted. With the right coaching and with the right support, I really believe Rafa could play in a top league in the world.
Meanwhile, on the harder, smaller indoor surface, the Solomons also faced New Zealand at the IFC Futsal Cup final in September. Again, New Zealand prevailed, but Solomons continued to pave the way for Pacific football nations, having made the FIFA Futsal World Cup for the fourth time the year before, still the only Pacific nation to do so. It was this achievement that attracted documentary filmmaker Jim Williams, who set out to tell the team's story. Rafael Leai again featured heavily, having injured himself and missed the whole World Cup. And Pacific Beat caught up with Jim Williams in November to talk about it.
He got injured in a friendly, like maybe 3 weeks before the World Cup. And he was 18 at that point, 18-year-old absolute superstar. He was a real big hope because a lot of their squad was players who had been there throughout this journey. You know, they'd started in 2008 and travelled through the whole time. So a lot of them were kind of reaching the end of their career. And he was the bright young star. It was just tragic for him, really, because he'd grown up watching all these other guys play. And it was his dream to play at a World Cup with them.
The national women's team also shone in 2022, travelling to Canberra in November for the Pacific Women's Four Nations Cup. There they finished second behind Australia after coming from behind in their final match to draw 1-1 with Fiji. They also took the competition by storm at the IFC Women's Nations Cup in July, beating Samoa in the third-place playoff, despite being ranked 8th out of 9 teams. Away from the soccer pitch, Solomon Islands was consumed for most of the year with getting ready for the 2023 Pacific Games, set to take place in Honiara. One athlete who's determined to represent his country at a home games is Edgar Richardson, the only Solomon Islander at the recent World Short Course Swimming Championships in Melbourne.
For me, really happy to compete in a world championship because for me, I really like short course. It's more like technical because you need to do proper flip turns and underwater turns so that get you speed up bikes. I really like short course, so I'm really happy to be here in Australia.
The Pacific Games will be contested in November and December, and being such a marquee event for the region, they've attracted plenty of political attention. China-funded construction of the main stadium in Honiara, while this year Australia's Pacific Minister Pat Conroy also announced a contribution of more than $16 million towards the cost of hosting.
Assistance to refurbish school dormitories to accommodate athletes and officials during the Games, provide further elite training and gym equipment to the Institute here, develop a temporary marine centre which will host open water sports during the Games, and fund critical positions inside the National Hosting Authority and National Sports Commission.
It's all a big positive for Solomon's Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, who said in August that the Games will be the single largest unifying event in his country's history.
As a first-time hoster of this major sporting event, all our preparations and planning underpinned by one single word, legacy. The Games is all about leaving a legacy for our young population and our future generations.
And that's the year in sport for Solomon Islands.
Thanks to Nick Fogarty with that report wrapping up the year in sports for Solomon Islands.